Do sit down. I suspect you won't be feeling entirely comfortable after that, because you could really. Because the readings for these weeks are doom-laden and apocalyptic. And it's particularly difficult, I think, when the readings for Remembrance Day focus on end times. I have a feeling that it's nobody's favourite theme or an easy one. Everything seems beyond our control, because it is. And that tends to leave us feeling grumpy and powerless, if we're honest, and scared. We feel as if we need to know how long the difficult times will last, and whether we will be all right. And perhaps that's especially true at the moment, what with the possible catastrophes which threaten us politically and globally in all sorts of ways. We realise that these readings are not here to give us a get-out-of-jail-free card, or to reassure us by glossing over the consequences of our actions, now, in the past, or in the future. They are to teach, or rather remind us, that the only way out is through, and to help us to realise that that in itself gives us hope. The first reading shows us how we are to survive these tough times. Paul isn't interested in whether we're worried or tired. It seems irrelevant to him. He sees that each of us tends to prioritise his or her individual life or faith. And we justify that in a sense because we feel that we can't be held responsible for anyone else. Of course, we all feel that way sometimes, but it can put us off, disable us. And it doesn't alter what we need to face life in the way of skills and determination. And it doesn't alter what others might actually need from us that only we can give them. Because in faith, as in everyday life, we find we become increasingly aware that we are all in it together. We are vastly more likely to succeed as a community than as individuals going it alone. Supporting our companions on the road and being supported by them when we need it in our turn is both kind, and actually it's more likely to work than going it alone. So it's win-win. Because ultimately it's not all about us as individuals, it's all about us as a community. We are all in this together, and we are realising that more and more, with climate catastrophes potentially, and with wars. There is no place for pride in our own achievements. They are contributions that we make. And none of this is glamorous, but we understand afresh that we just have to carry on doing what we know is right and walking with Jesus. Faith will enable the fortitude which will see us through. But even when we understand that, we still have to do the work. Because Paul is incredibly rude, I think, about people who talk the talk, but don't actually feel that they need to put in the repeated effort to get strong enough to walk the walk. Paul's approach may seem brutal when we first hear that reading, but he's only saying what we know to be true. You don't get good at anything unless you work at it. Whether you ring church bells, or whether you run marathons or play the violin, you might actually do it perfectly once, but But that doesn't mean you have the muscle memory or the physical or the mental, emotional, spiritual stamina or whatever to be able to do it to the high standard that's needed every single time you try. Because stuff happens. It trips us up. Some of us will know more than others about what's needed to learn, say, a piece of music, to perform it to a high standard every time. Most people who want to do well will practice something until they get it right. But really, if you are to be able to rely on what you are doing, you need to practice until you can't get it wrong. And of course, that's never quite possible. But if we are to take responsibility for what we do and helping resource our Christian companions on the way, we have to ensure that we are as skilled and as reliable as we can be in our time and place. And of course it won't always work. Of course we will get tired and fed up. But then we can rely on each other, help each other through. And actually, in helping each other through along the way was good enough for Jesus and his friends and for all the people that we hold dear and remember today. Maybe, just maybe, we can trust that it will be good enough for us and see us through too. Amen.